Early in the morning he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in their midst, they said to him, "Teachers, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law Moses commanded us to stone such woman. So what do you say?" This they said to test him, that he might be have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw the stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on sin no more."
清晨，耶稣又回到圣殿，众人都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。文士和法利赛人带着一行人抓到一个妇人过来，叫他站在众人中间，对他说：“你看，这个妇人就是在奸淫的时候被抓住的。摩西律法上曾告诉过我们，要用石头处死这样的奸淫妇人。你说到底应该怎么样处理呢？”他们说这话实际上是要试探耶稣，好得到一些新的罪状来控告他。耶稣此刻就弯下身来，用指头在地上写字。他们不住地问他，他就站起身来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。他又弯下腰在地上写字，他们听见了，就从年长的开始，一个一个走开了，最后只剩下耶稣一人站在他面前。耶稣站起来，对那个妇人说，你觉得他们这些人在哪里呢？没有人去定你的罪吗？妇人说，主啊，没有人会来定你的罪。耶稣说，这样，我也不会定你的罪，你快离开吧，从今往后不要再作恶就好了。大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 第二阶段的节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study， 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我都会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论，希望这样的趣味性互动过程能给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音的第13讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。 Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program a discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issue. Today is the 13th lecture on the Gospel John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So firstly, is my following summary of today. In the early morning, Jesus went to the temple and began teaching the people who gathered around him. While he was teaching, some religious leaders brought a woman to him whose they said had committed a serious wrongdoing. They told Jesus that According to their religious laws, this woman should be punished by stoning. They wanted to test Jesus and see what he would say about it. Instead of immediately answering them, Jesus stooped down and wrote something on the ground. While they kept asking him, Jesus stood up and said to them, "Whoever is without any wrongdoing can be the first one to publish her." Then he went back to writing on the ground, one by one, starting with the older ones. The people who had accused the woman left, realizing that they weren't perfect either. After light had gone off, only Jesus and the woman were left standing there. Jesus asked her if anyone was left to condemn her. She said no one was there. Jesus then told her that he didn't condemn her either and advised her to live a better life. This story shows how Jesus emphasizes forgiveness and understanding instead of harsh punishment. He showed that nobody is perfect and has the right to judge others. This teaches us about being kind, forgiving, and not being quick to judge others. It's a powerful lesson about showing compassion and understanding to those who may have made mistakes in their lives. It reminds us to be kind and to avoid passing judgment on others without considering our own flaws. Now let my sister Ingrid help me with additional explanations.
Yes, hello everyone. Some important points in the text area are that the woman was caught in adultery, which has, according to the law of Moses, punished by stoning.
本文的一些要点是，该妇人因为通奸被抓，根据摩西的律法，应受到石头砸死的惩罚。
It is interesting that the Bible did not say what Jesus wrote in the ground. Some think that he wrote the sins of the religious leaders still, but there is no evidence about it. The Bible says only that he wrote something there.
有意思的是，圣经里没有说耶稣在地上写了什么内容。有些人认为他把宗教领袖的罪行写在那里，但并没有证据。圣经上只说他在那里写下了一些东西。
Then Jesus said, "The person who is without sin may throw the first stone." And accused by their own consciousness, the religious leaders preferred to go away.
耶稣说，没有罪的人可以先扔石头砸别人。宗教领袖们被自己的意识所指责，宁愿走开。
When Jesus was alone with the woman, he said, not as an advice, but as a commandment, that she can go, but not sin anymore.
当耶稣与女人单独相处的时候，他说的话并不是为了劝告，而是命令，她可以走，但是她以后不能再犯罪了。
When we went astray and fell in sin, Jesus forgives us and restores our life, but we must not go on in living in sin.
当我们误入歧途并陷入罪孽时，耶稣会宽恕我们并恢复我们的生活，但我们不能继续生活在罪恶之中。Okay, based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related issues. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become Christians. The first one, sister, who came to Jesus while he was sitting in the temple? What was their purpose? 耶稣坐在圣殿的时候，谁来找他？他们有什么样的目的呢？
The religious leaders were totally focused on the law of Moses. They had a lot of extra law for to ensure that nobody breaks the original law given of Moses.
宗教领袖们全心全意地关注着摩西律法，他们制定了许多额外的法律，以确保没有人违反摩西最初制定的法律。
The purpose with bringing the woman was that Jesus loses his popularity among the simple people and bringing him into an inner conflict. They knew that Jesus was a preacher full of grace and mercy and they wanted him to fall.
带女人来的目的是让耶稣在普通百姓中失去声望，并使他陷入内心的冲突。他们知道耶稣是一位充满恩典和怜悯的传道者，他们想让他最终坠落。
He could say, "Yes, it is okay. You can stone the woman and lose the power of the gospel, which says that he has come to help those who suffer." Or Jesus can say, "It is not okay to stone the woman and make him breaking the law of Moses."
他可以说，是的，没关系，你可以用石头砸死这个女人，这样就失去了福音的力量。福音上说，他来帮助那些受苦受难的人。或者耶稣也可以这样说，用石头砸死这个女人是不对的，这就又让他违反了摩西的律法。
Since Jesus is always prepared and sees the hearts of the people, he knew how he can liberate himself in that conflict.
由于耶稣知道已经准好了准备，并且能够洞察别人的心思，他知道在如何处理这样的冲突中，并能释放自己。Second one, sister, who brought the woman caught in the adultery?To Jesus, and where did they place her? Why did they want to publish this woman? Was this simply because this woman had made a mistake? 谁把这个通奸的女人带到耶稣面前，把她安置在那里的？他们为什么要惩罚那个女人呢？难道仅仅就因为那个女人犯了什么错吗？
Adultery is much more than a mistake. It is a serious sin that causes a lot of pain in the involved. Therefore said the law of Moses that those who commit adultery shall be stoned.
通奸不仅仅是一个错误，它是一种严重的罪行，会给当事人带来很多痛苦。因此，摩西律法中规定，犯通奸者将被石头砸死。
In this text,The scribes and the Pharisees brought the woman. They are the group who knows most about the law of Moses and how to handle it, and they wanted to execute it.
在上面这段经文当中，文士和法利赛人把那个通奸的女人带来，他们是最了解摩西律法，知道如何执行法律，也最想执行法律的一群人。Next issue. So, sister, what question did scribes and Pharisees ask Jesus about the law of Moses and that woman. 文士和法利赛人就摩西律法和女人向耶稣问了什么样的问题？
They make clear that the law says the woman must be stoned and they want to hear the opinion of Jesus.
他们明确表示，法律中规定了女人通奸必须被乱石砸死。他们想听听耶稣的意见。Next issue, sister. So what action did Jesus take when he was first asked about the woman's punishment? 当耶稣第一次被问到女人的惩罚的时候，他采取了什么样的行动呢？
He did not defend her, he just sat down and wrote on the ground.
实际上，他并没有为她进行辩护。他只是蹲在地上，在地面上写着一些东西。Next question for sister. What did Jesus say when he was asked about the woman's fate again? 当耶稣再次被问到女人的命运时，他站起来说了什么呢？
He said, "He who is among you without sin may throw the first stone."
他说，你们谁中间谁没犯过罪？谁就可以先扔石头砸死他。Next one, sister. How did the crowd react after Jesus finished speaking and why did they feel ashamed? 耶稣说完话之后，人群中有什么样的反应？大家为什么感到非常羞愧？
They left because Jesus is the only human on earth who was without sins, and the Pharisees and the scribes saw that they are sinners too.
他们离开，因为耶稣是世上唯一没有犯罪的人，而法利赛人和文士说他们也是罪人。Next one. So, what question did Jesus ask that woman after died, crawled, lived? 人群都离开之后，耶稣又问了女人什么样的问题呢？
He asked her if there was nobody who condemned her.
他问她是否没有人最终会来谴责于她。Next one. Well, sister, what was Jesus' final judgment on this woman, and what instructions did he give her afterwards? 耶稣对女人的最终审判是怎样的？之后他又给了她什么样的指示呢？
He says if nobody judged her, he will not judge her neither. I go and don't sin again.
他说如果没有人继续评判他，他也不会评判他的罪恶。这样你就赶快离去吧，以后不要再犯罪了。Next one, sister. We are all as human beings and we all make mistakes. So why do we always blame others? Does Jesus want us to be tolerant people? 我们都是人类，我们都犯过错，为什么我们又要去指责其他人的罪过呢？耶稣是否希望我们变成宽容的人？
Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mountain in Matthew 5-7 that we should not judge or blame on others because the judgment belongs to God. Only Jesus judges with righteousness because only he knows about the circumstances.
耶稣在马太福音书第五至七章中提供了一个小节，说道：我们不应该彼此断论或者责备他人，因为审判的事情属于上帝，只有耶稣能用公义来审判，因为也只有他了解真实的情况。
We only know that the woman committed adultery, but we don't know what it was the reason for it. Was there a problem with her husband? What about the man with whom she committed adultery? Why is he not in that place even they were catched together doing it?
我们只了解这个通奸的女人犯了一些罪过，但我们不知道她通奸的原因是谁，她通奸的对象又是谁。她的丈夫具体有什么样的问题？她为什么跟她通奸的那个人不在那里？即使他们通奸时是一起被抓到的，为什么又没抓到她通奸的那个男人呢？
There are a lot of question marks and only God knows them all.
实际上有很多的问号在我们心中，对于这些问题的答案也许只有上帝知道了。Next issue. So what kind of people does Jesus want us to be? In addition to tolerance, how can we mitigate our sin? 耶稣希望我们成为什么样的人呢？除了宽容以外，我们又如何能减轻自己的罪过呢？
Jesus wants us to be merciful people. That does not mean tolerant. A tolerant person accepts all kind of sin without saying something.
耶稣希望我们成为仁慈的人，但这并不意味着无限的宽容。宽容的人会默默地接受各种各样的罪恶。
But we shall not call bad for good, and we shall be brave and say that abortion, homosexuality, fornication, and adulteries and others are serious sins.But as merciful people, we tell that God hates the sin but loves the sinner.
但是我们不会以坏事作为好事，我们会勇敢地说，像堕胎的行为、同性恋、通奸，这些都是严重的犯罪。但作为仁慈的人，我们会说，上恨憎恨这些罪恶，但是上帝爱罪人，爱世人。
At the end, we all came through the goodness of God to Him, and He forgave the sins we committed.
最后，我们都会因上帝的仁慈而来到他面前， 他也会宽恕我们所犯下的罪孽。
The story of the woman caught in adultery is a very good example how God deals with a sinner in repentance.
这个通奸犯的女人，这件事情很好的说明了上帝如何对待悔改的罪人，他会原谅他所做的一切。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年夏天快乐，我们下期再会。